The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At the end of last year's basketball season, one team stood tall when all was said and done. Rob Edwards and the Clay County Bulldogs completed a stellar 30-2 season with the crown jewel of high school basketball, the state title. Every other team had been eliminated, and six of them had been sent home by the Dogs: Hardy Memorial, Van Buren, Cascade, Madison Academic, North Green, and finally MAHS were all personally dismissed by the bite of the mighty Dogs. Tonight, all but one of those state champions have returned to the place where last year's magic began, the Region 4A quarterfinal, the first win-and-go-on, losing-go-home game of the postseason. The 19-6 Bulldogs enter the first of what's hoped to be a gauntlet of games that lead back to gold against a team that could shatter those dreams and bring Bulldog Nation to their knees, the 12-12 Knowledge Academy's Tigers. In a short amount of time, we're going to find out who's done and who's won here in the Region 4A quarterfinal.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our third broadcast of the boys' basketball postseason. For the second night in a row, we're here in Joe Sims' gym for Clay County Basketball, but this time around, it's to cover the Mighty Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm happy as a pig in mud, folks, to be here this evening. Joining us soon will be the infamous Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by the Horizon Sports Network's head coach, Thomas Weaver.
Well, it's wonderful to be a coach, Daniel. Appreciate that kind introduction, as always. Good to be here with you. Second night in a row here at home in Joe Sims' gym. And we've got elimination playoff basketball again tonight. Though I don't expect a repeat of the Lady Dogs blowout from about 24 hours ago. I do expect the Dogs to advance. But if you look at the scores, you know, it may not come easy tonight against this Knowledge Academy's team, Daniel.
They're strong. They've got a 500 record. They've played some tough teams, and the best teams on their schedule, they did lose to them, Trousdale East Robertson. Those are the familiar foes, but tight ball games.
Yeah, 10-point ball games, And
one of them, with Trousdale, a 52-51 loss, a single-point loss. So you get into a 32-minute mano-a-mano battle here for your season, and it can go any which way. This one here is not a freebie.
No, looking forward to it. A good competitive game here tonight. I've got faith in Bulldog Nation to pull us through, but it is going to be some up-and-down action here in the Region 4A semifinals. And we wouldn't be here to cover it, of course, without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board 5 years ago, Daniel. And I think we surpassed another milestone with our last broadcast last night, something about 90,000.
Over 90,000 listens in 5 years of covering Clay County High School girls and boys basketball and football. It's a tremendous number, and what a testimony it is to this community and the support that they have. In fact, due to it being available online, I think some of folks from other communities even go back and listen to them, and it's all about the sponsors. Wouldn't be here doing it without them, so thank them, do business with them, because we want to go for another 5 years.
No doubt. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment, but with the paper not coming out until next week, we'll just summarize the Dogs' district championship win over Pickett County last Tuesday night. Clay County trailed the Bobcats throughout the opening three quarters before mounting a furious comeback to claim the title. The Dogs fell behind 15-11 at the end of the first quarter and by as many as 10 in the second stanza before they sliced the Pickett County halftime margin to 30-25. In the third period, the Dogs pulled within two of the Bobcats heading into the final frame, and there Clay County poured on the gas to outscore Pickett County 25-14. And Mr. Basketball finalist Grant Strong sealed the league tournament title for the Dogs with a crowd-pleasing dunk at the buzzer. He also put up 19 of his game-high 28 in the second half to pace Clay County to victory and was rewarded for his efforts by being named the tournament MVP. While senior Jeff Spivey had another big bite with 18, senior Eli Smith and juniors Keaton Arms and Jimmy Burchett all made the all-tournament team. Besides Strong and Spivey, Smith had 7, Burchett 6, Arms 2, Bryce Bailey 2, in the 63-55 championship win, which was the Dogs' 8th in the last 10 years, Daniel. You used the word dominance before that game. Tell us about it.
Oh, just extremely dominant. The 27th win against the Bobcats in the last 29 tries. This talented trio of seniors still hadn't lost to them in high school, Tom.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from in your Dale Hall of Horizon from that game next week and the one tonight. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame shows. We get ready for Clay County versus Knowledge Academies here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, quickly going to run through the budget pest control boys. Region 4A update, 64 Class A teams left in the state and boys tonight, 16 of them in the leg of the bracket that Clay County's in. Quickly going to hit those. Copper Basin advancing on with a bye, as far as I can tell from the bracket I've got. Van Buren County taking on Sail Creek tonight. South Pittsburgh taking on Lookout Valley. Chattanooga Prep facing Whipple. And then here in our district, we've got Clay County about to play against Knowledge Academies. Trousdale County is taking on Gordonsville. East Robertson playing Red Bull and Springs. And it's Pickett County who is hosting Joe Burns tonight. So after tonight, the 16 teams from districts 5 through 8 that are in this leg of the sectional part of the bracket together are going to be cut down to 8 in front of Tuesday night's boys region semifinals. The Boys Region 4A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the authority in bug busting for over a quarter of a century. We'll go ahead now and transition right in to the full coverage final word here on the CarQuest pregame show. Our last thoughts before tip-off, and as always, they're brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Thomas, as always, we'll start with you. Make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, you know, my policy tonight is I just think the Dogs need to realize this one's not going to be a cakewalk and come to play. And I think they will because, you know, this is elimination basketball. These guys seem to step it up a notch when the season's on the line and in big games. You know, don't get me wrong, Clay County is the big favorite here tonight. But, you know, this Knowledge Academy team played some of the best teams in our sister district close, just like we talked about earlier. And, if you have a look at their schedule, they really haven't been blown out all season long either. So, you know, the Dogs can be the first to do that tonight. But it's going to take a pretty good effort to pull it off, don't you think, Coach Watson?
Yes, now you're just watching them warm up. Looks like there's some shooters out there. Looks like there's some athletes out there. And everything I've heard is, you know, that they like to get up and down the floor, which we kind of like that too when we get a chance. So, you know, we got to bring our A game at this point in time. There ain't no slipping by anybody. You got to bring it every night and leave it on the floor.
Coach, this a young Knowledge Academies team. Looking at the roster, no seniors on this team. I watched a little film on them over the last couple of days, and like you mentioned, the athleticism and the individual talents there, but I didn't see a ton of continuity in terms of structure and scheme and chemistry working together. Is that an area that you feel that Coach Edwards and his Bulldogs tonight can expose, and because they played together their whole lives down here?
Right. You know, that's true. A lot of times, obviously, newer schools, they've But probably, you said they're all young kids, but they probably didn't grow up playing, you know, junior high ball. And
just south of Nashville, so a much larger community.
Yeah.
This could have been the first time they've been on a team together.
Yes, absolutely.
So our guys, of course, definitely with the advantage in that regard, Coach. You know, you got to get through this one. Can't take it for granted. This one could end your season tonight. It could be over. What's the one big thing we've got to do to keep it from happening?
We just got to come out there and play our game and start strong and finish strong.
There you go. Sounds good, folks. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We are here in Joe Sims Gym about to see this Region 4A quarterfinal take place between the Knowledge Academy Tigers and the Clay County Bulldogs. Going to take a break here as they prepare to play the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym. We'll be right back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Time now for the last part of this Car Quiz pregame show, and that's the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The visiting team tonight, the Knowledge Academy's Tigers, their head coach Carlton Battle. They do have a 12-12 record on the season. The number 4 seed out of District 8, Single A. Tonight they wear their blue travel jerseys, orange numerals on them, trimmed in white. They'll be traveling left to right during the first half of play. And starting for the Tigers, the sophomore number 1, Adarius Waters. Freshman number 2, Chris Avery. Sophomore number 11, Christian Dixon. Junior number 21, Carson Baguette. And a sophomore number 24, Kevin Sehashot. The Clay County Bulldogs, the defending Class A state champions. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, 22nd season overall, 497 wins to 197 losses, a strong 19-6 record this year. They are the number 1 seed out of District 7A, dressed in their home white jerseys tonight, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A junior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 2, Eli Smith. A senior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. And a senior, the defending Class A Mr. Basketball Award winner, number 11, Grant Strong. This has been the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Vaughn. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Region 4A quarterfinal time. Several of them going on tonight. Around the Upper Cumberland, as we mentioned earlier, the others that are happening, Trailsdale County, hosting Gordonsville. East Robertson hosting Red Bull Springs. And Pickett County hosting Joe Burns. Clay County will move on, hopefully, after this, when the winner of this game, we'll say it that way, the winner of this contest will be playing Tuesday night at East Robertson High School against the winner of Trousdale County and Gordonsville. It's time to find out who the winner of this one's going to be. Grant Strong stepping in the center circle to tip with sophomore Christian Dixon for possession to open up the contest. Official steps in, whistle blows. It's in the air, and here we go. Strong controls the tip. However, it goes into the hands of Chris Avery, a freshman point guard for the Tigers. So Knowledge Academy's with the ball to open up the contest. A driving jump shot down the left side of the lane, swatted away and blocked, picked up by Grant Strong. He's into the front court, kicks to Jimmy Burchett. Now arms out top, swings it back to Burchett at left wing. Bit of a zone look out of Knowledge, it looks like. Spivey with it, drives the right side, shot up, no good. Rebound, Christian Dixon. Avery with it, out top for the Tigers, kicks over to Sehasat. Sehasat with it, out top, defended by Jimmy Burgett. Wants to drive in, kicks left, back over to Avery. Long three-pointer taken and missed by Carson Baguette, rebound Jimmy Burgett. Jimmy back into the Bulldog front court. Kicks to Eli Smith. Eli with it. Passes out of a trap. Spivey, right wing. Back to Eli out top.
He's got a little bit of a 2-3 action, and they're trapping out of it when the ball goes to the wing, Daniel.
Inside to Strong, who's posted up against a shorter man. Loses the handle on the ball. Picks it back up. Grant going to come out top and reset. Coach Watson, I like the mismatch of having Grant posted up.
Triple teamed him real quick.
Jimmy Burchett inside. First points of the game go the black, purple, and gold way. Bulldogs 2, Tigers none.
That defense has got to leave a couple open somewhere.
That's right.
They're basically trapping the first pass and then denying the next one, Daniel, as Burchett cut underneath the coverage there and got it in the lane for the first two for Clay County.
Driving layup no good by Sehasat. Rebound Eli Smith. Eli going to go coast to coast. Pulls up at the free throw line. Dishes off to Burchett. Three-pointer no good. Rebound and put back by Strong. Good.
Never brought it down.
Strong and Spivey both taller than any player I believe that the Tigers have. Keaton Arms bigger than any player the Tigers have. So we do have a size advantage in this one. And a great move by Carson Baguette, the talented junior, a Euro step, and finished with a bucket. Clay County hadn't seen that kind of move all year, Thomas.
Good shot, Jim.
Spivey adds a baseline jumper. 6-2, Clay County in front, 5:30 and ticking, first quarter. Avery with it out top. This a young Tiger team. They're going to be strong. Our head coach, Carlton Battle, and the Knowledge Academy's Tigers over the next couple of years in District 8. Ball worked to the post, taken away by Smith. Eli with it, passes ahead to Burchett. Jimmy can't hang on. And a turnover in transition here. Coach Edwards coming up for the first time tonight. Wants an explanation from the official. He thought he should have still had the ball.
Well, I mean, the way the ball bounced out of bounds, it had to be deflected, Daniel.
Looked like it might have got a touch.
Tigers with it. Foul going to be called on Spivey. Jeff picks up the first personal of the contest. 5:05 mark, first quarter, Clay County 6, Knowledge Academies 2. So the Tigers to inbound from their own baseline off to our right. They work the ball in out top to Avery. He drives inside, kicks to Sehasat. Sehasat, the offensive leader of the Tigers, according to you, Thomas. That may come from, actually it was 21, Coach Edwards said he felt was their best offensive player, Carson Baguette.
Yeah, Baguette, who made that amazing Eurostep move earlier on, and you can see he's definitely got the talent to get to the hoop.
Certainly does. Tiger's going to inbound again after it was spotted back out of bounds by Clay County. Three-pointer taken by Avery, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms to Strong. Strong quickly across the timeline, dribbles behind the back, gets to the free throw line, spins, shots in the air, good. Grant with four early in this one.
That's a good move.
4:35 and ticking, first quarter.
Pressure just as soon as he gets across the center line.
Yeah. Clay County up 8-2. Baguette with it out top. Loses the handle. Great defense. Eli Smith, he takes it away. Gets it to Keaton Arms. And I'm willing to say, Thomas, that Carson Baguette has not been guarded like that all year long. Eli Smith all over him.
Yeah, he is. Knocked the ball away, like you said, and saved it before it went out of bounds, Daniel. Baguette a lot taller than Eli Smith, but Eli just knows how to handle these type players.
Strong with it out top of Clay County. Works to Spivey, left wing inside to Keaton Arms. Power move in the paint. Shot up, no good. Got his own rebound. Goes back up with it.
That's
this
good. Good job of using the board.
Way to work in there by the Hoss. Junior post, Keaton Arms. And a timeout taken by Knowledge Academies as the Tigers go down at the 3:51 mark of this first quarter. Clay County with an 8-point advantage, 10-2.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulls! Dogs.
Welcome back to Clay County High School here at Joe Sims Gyms for the Region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County jumped out to a 10-2 lead over Knowledge Academies about midway through this first quarter. 4 out of 5 starters for the Dogs on the board already, Daniel.
Oh, that's a good night so far. I like the spread and diversity of the scoring. Tigers with it. Darius Waters, right wing. Gives off to Sehassat. Now to Baguette. He drives inside. Floater's good over the top of Grant Strong. Baguette, a bona fide basketball player. Solid.
Yes, yes.
10-4. Clay County up by 2 possessions. 6 points to lead. Spivey inside. His shot blocked. Recollected the ball, though, did Jeff. His putback no good. Rebound this time by Dixon. Gives off to Avery, and he's got a full head of steam, and a charge should be called, but they're going to say a foul on the floor against Jimmy Burchett. I agree in the fact that maybe Jimmy's feet weren't set, but it was Avery who drove into Jimmy there.
Kind of forcing the issue. That was speed on speed right there, yeah. Daniel. Avery and Burchett going up and down the floor.
And that being said, another example where Jimmy perhaps has not seen that type of speed all year. There's a few things on this Tiger team that are elite compared to some of the other teams Clay County's played against.
Yeah, I mean, of course, we want to get out of here with a win, but if nothing else, good learning experience against some pretty good talent, Daniel.
No doubt. 3:05 and ticking first quarter. Clay County back with the ball here. The inbound was not handled a few moments ago by the Tigers. They turned it over. Jeff Spivey shot up from left block. He'll be fouled by Christian Dixon. Jeff going to go to the line to shoot two. And break out our stats from Coach Meadows. We know Spivey around an 80% free throw shooter on the season. Highest percentage on the team, 85%. It's hit 33 of 39. Coming into tonight's action, he hits the first here. He hit some big ones in that fourth quarter stretch in the district championship game against Pickett County.
Yeah, he did, and you know, that game, the seniors really stepped up down the stretch to kind of ice that one, Daniel. Grant Strong had a great finish, and like you said, Jeff Spivey made some big free throws, and Eli Smith with the defense for Clay County, and that's what we've got to see down this postseason run.
Spivey misses the second free throw, rebound Knowledge Academies. Wanders with it out top, kicks over to Sehassat. He sets up top of the key, drives against Spivey, actually gets past Jeff, misses his layup, no rebound, Keaton Arms, stealing back away by Sehassat, he's to the rack and scores. 2:25 and ticking, 5 points the difference, Clay County 11, Knowledge Academy 6, and I am impressed thus far with this Tiger basketball club. As I mentioned, no seniors on their team. So they're going to be around for a while. Spivey fires the first triple of the contest for Clay County. No good. Bounces off the rim and over the backboard. They blow it dead. And Knowledge Academies takes back over with an opportunity to cut this to a single possession contest.
See Coach Evers responding with a little full court pressure here, Daniel.
And they don't handle it, a steal, but a foul call first. They're going to get Jimmy Burgett coming in from behind. And I'll tell you the truth. The nucleus of that home crowd across the way from us had a better view than the official, and they didn't agree with it.
I don't know about that one.
No, the official that called it was on the near side of Rob Edwards Court towards us, And like I say, that happened all the way across, so questionable call, but nonetheless, here we go. Tigers with it, 2 minutes left in this first quarter.
Yeah, Burchett goes to the bench. That was his second foul, Daniel, the junior Bryce Bailey coming in.
Now foul called on Grant Strong. I was looking down at my clipboard. I completely missed that. What happened?
Well, Strong just fighting through to try to defend the ball at the top of the key, Daniel, and bumped into a Tiger, and he's called for, I guess, a push-off foul.
Tigers with the ball. Take a shot. Getting aggressive. A nice layup. Very athletic. Almost a windmill-style approach to his layup. And we've got a three-point game. And now the Bulldogs turn the ball over. It is taken away from Coach Edwards' squad by Darius Wanders and then knocked out of bounds by Clay County. And a timeout taken by Coach Edwards, the first of the contest for him. Minute 37 left in this first quarter of the Region 4A quarterfinal. It's Clay County 11, Knowledge Academy's 8.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, tight first quarter, Thomas, Clay County 11. They do have a lead. Knowledge Academy is, though, 8, single possession lead.
Yeah, a little 6-1 spurt here by the Tigers, Daniel, to get back in this ball game. Just over a minute to go here in the first quarter.
Say Hassan with it for the Tigers, right wing, steps into the elbow, kicks it back out to Avery. Now back to Say Hassan, inside to Dixon, take it away for Grant Strong. Grant got the foul.
That's unintentional, but they're not going to call it.
Definitely saw that intentional reach in, Coach, as you mentioned, before Strong could try to get into the shooting motion.
Yeah, I mean, they need to call those early.
They do, because you don't want to encourage a kid to get more aggressive with their fouls. Inbound play to Spivey in the paint. Jeff going to be fouled. Bit of an alley-oop design. Grant inbounded. Jeff was about 4 feet from the hoop in the center of the lane, and as he elevated to catch the pass, he got contact. So Jeff back at line. He's one of two so far on the night from that mark. First one's away and good. Make him 2 of 3, and that puts Clay County back in front by 4, 12-8. These squads meeting for the first time in their histories. We have never played Knowledge Academies, and I'm curious as to how long they have
had never
played
heard
ball.
Of them.
Yeah, right.
Until this year, of course.
So I'm not sure how long their history goes back. Minute 10 and ticking, first quarter. Spivey hits them both, making it 13-8. Clay County up by 5.
Second trip down the floor here for Coach Robert Beveridge, where he's got his team in a 1-3-1. Grant Strong out at the head, and almost the second steal in a row by Strong playing the top of that 1-3-1.
Now, Grant, the ball went off Grant's foot right then. I wonder why they didn't call kick.
I think first contact was the knee, Daniel.
Okay. Regained by the Tigers, and they pass inside to big number 55, Cameron Dixon. He lays it in for two. Going to have a good matchup between Keaton Arms and Dixon inside. Dixon actually thicker than Keaton Arms.
Kid.
Strong into the paint, offensive aggressor. He's hit pretty hard by big Cameron Dixon. I'd like to see him on the football field. Yeah. He's a great big boy. Big kid. Sounds like a helicopter flying over,
maybe
Coach.
It is, yeah.
This time of night on a Saturday evening, probably not a good sign. Fortunately, whoever they're going to get will be okay.
Yeah.
Strong at the line, shooting two here. Hit the first, making it 14-10. So Clay County offensively doing fine. It's just that in defensively they're not playing bad. Offensively, the Tigers of Knowledge Academy is a good basketball team.
Yeah, we knew that coming in. Yeah. You know, Strong makes both of those to pull it out to 15-10, Daniel.
5 points to lead, 25 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Tigers with the ball. Sylvanius Cola, freshman reserve in with it. As we mentioned earlier, no seniors on this squad for the Tigers. A very young team for head coach Carlton Battle. They work it inside, now kick it back out left corner, three-pointer taken, no good. Rebound Dixon, he can't hang on. It's going to be Grant Strong, comes up with the loose ball, dribbles behind the back into the front court. They're going to call him for the travel. And such hounding defense there by the Tigers, throughout the regular season, we probably would have saw a foul called on that, but the officials kind of letting them play tonight. And that's kind of how the Tigers are used to playing, is they fire up a desperation three at the buzzer. And we're going to go to break at the end of the first quarter. Clay County with a five-point lead. It's a hard-fought five-point lead. Going to be a good one here tonight in this elimination action. Clay County 15, Knowledge Academy's 10 at the end of one.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, coming out of this quarter exchange. Coach Watson, tough first quarter. Thoughts on this game so far?
Absolutely. I mean, they came in here ready to play. And like I said, there's some talented young men out on the floor there against us tonight. And we're going to have to adjust to their quickness. And I don't think we've seen it where all five guys are as quick as these guys are.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, I agree. The speed has been the difference so far for the Tigers, Daniel. For instance, Grant Strong usually can break away from most players, whether he's dribbling or not. But he's got two or three right at his hip on a transition.
Clay County with the ball to up in the second quarter. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Going to try it again. Jimmy Burchett then, man. Works it in the Eli Smith. Back to Jimmy out top. The junior point guard. Swings it back to Spivey at right wing. Jeff inside to Keaton. Arms works against Dixon. Dishes across the paint to Smith. Smith's going to score.
Yeah.
From left off. Had to be patient, though.
Took it out and brought it back.
Two Tigers elevated and coming up over the top. One fell to the floor. Eli had to dodge some bodies there before he got the bucket. And I'm very pleased. Always, of course, with Eli's defensive efforts, but offensively, he's playing a bigger role in these late contests, and it's really made this a stronger basketball club. 7:15 and ticking, second quarter. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night. No, that ain't true, I don't think. 17-10, close to their biggest lead. The Tigers turn it over. Good Clay County defense.
Yeah, it has been, Daniel, and just a great adjustment for Coach Edwards going to this 1-3-1. It's really thrown off the Tigers.
Putting Grant out on top of those big long arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that they've scored maybe one bucket since he's made that switch, Daniel. And, you know, it's just really giving them fits.
Clay County back in possession. Burchett out top. Swings to Spivey right wing. Yeah! Jeff Spivey knocking down the triple. And a timeout going to be taken by Knowledge Academy. At the 6:52 mark, the senior sharpshooter, Jeff Spivey, breathing some life into the crowd here, putting Clay County up by 10 points. They've doubled up the Tigers, 20-10.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for the Region 4A quarterfinal, where Clay County's on a 7-0 run and got this one out to a 10-point ball game here, Daniel.
Feeling pretty good at the moment. Biggest lead of the night, 6:40 and ticking. Second quarter, Tigers with the ball. Inside drive by Say Hassan. No good. Rebound Burchett ahead to Strong into the front court. Going to call him for the charge. Grant picks up his second foul. Nice job by the Tiger getting steal just moments before, I suppose. The Clay County faithful do not like the call. You can hear the cat calls from across the way. I guess we'll call them dog barks here in Joe Sims Gym instead of cat calls. Grant getting an explanation from the official. It does not appear to be pleased, Coach Watson.
That's pretty pitiful.
6.5 minute mark, second quarter. Tigers back in possession, trying to climb back in this one. Elimination contest here. Avery with it. Works it over to Baguette. He drives baseline. Kicks to Waters. Waters now back outside to Say Hassan. Say Hassan to Avery. He fires a three, no good. Now that's one place that the Tigers have not hit from, is from behind the arc. And they're still here. The talents, Baguette coming behind Eli Smith. Clay County maintains the ball, though. Spivey had it, kicked it inside to Strong.
Good pass.
And Grant going to go to the line after completing the shot from right block. So Grant Strong going to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And Coach Edwards not happy with junior point guard Jimmy Burchett. Called him back and gave him a bit of an earful there. Jimmy nods the head in understanding. So Coach don't fuss much, Thomas, but when he does, his players listen.
Yeah, Tigers got penetration off the bounce on that last possession, Daniel. Just fortunate for Clay County, and they missed the layup right there. And Coach Evers, I don't care if you score another end or not, he's not going to forget that.
No. Strong completes the three-point play, making it 23-10. Clay County a 13-point lead. Waters inside, has his jump shot from right block swatted away by Keaton Arms. That's something Keaton is starting to do a lot here lately, blocking shots. Keaton finally back healthy. Had that foot injury back at the start of football season, and it lingered for a long time. He returned to play here on the hardwood back around right before the Christmas break, but still wasn't hardly himself. He's definitely himself now, though. Eli Smith comes up with a loose ball from the Tigers, brings it into the front court, drives the right side of the lane, circles back behind the arc, works hard to get out of a trap. Eli still with it, finally gives off to Burchett, inside to Strong. Grant with it now, top of the key. Goes behind the back, left side of the lane, and golly, we've got all kinds of activity tonight. Whistles blow, Strong's on the floor, official's going to talk, and a foul going to be called on Avery, actually on Kevin Say Hassan. So this, Clay County up at 13, 23-10, but Thomas, I'm like you. Learning experience, if nothing else. This is some hounding, tough, nasty defense out of the Tigers. And honestly, I didn't see every Clay County game this year, but in the ones we broadcast, this is far superior to any defensive effort we've seen before.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something you don't see. The speed, the length, they disrupt the dribble, they disrupt every pass, and, Clay County's out to a 13-point lead here, but they're having a fight to get it.
Strong with it on the inbound. Sets up at right wing. Dishes inside the Arms. Keaton defended well by Dixon. Kicks back up to Bailey. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Grant Strong. Nice rebound. Long two-pointer by Grant, no good. Rebound Dixon. Taken away by Jimmy Burchett. Look at Jimmy in the paint working. He was hammered, but no whistles blow. The ball does go out of bounds off the Tigers. That is grit and determination of Jimmy Burchett right there.
Good hustle by Burchett.
Had Dixon behind him, another player in front of him. He was the meat and the sandwich there and just kept fighting. Clay County on the inbound. They work into Keaton Arms, right corner. Keaton puts it on the floor, gives to Strong, sets a screen for him. Grant uses the screen to get to the free throw line, hands off to Jimmy Burchett. They call him for the travel. So no points for either squad here in the last couple minutes. We're at the 4:48 mark of this second quarter. Clay County up 23-10. Their last bucket coming on the Grant Strong traditional three-point play. The bucket and one. Tigers taking back over. Almost went over and back as they crossed the timeline, safely getting to their front court. Waters with it. Has it taken away by Spivey. It's regained, though, by Say Hassan. Say Hassan is the Energizer Bunny out there, going everywhere with it. He's got it now in right corner, drives baseline, picks it up, kicks to Avery at right wing. So Clay County now still playing this 1-3-1. Spivey out top of it with his long wingspan as Grant Strong gets a rare breather on the bench. Three-pointer taken and missed by Say Hassan. Rebound, though, by Waters, and he puts it in good for two. 23-12, Knowledge Academy's refusing to go away. Clay County's still leading by 11, though. Eli Smith in the front court, drives into the paint. He is thrown hard to the wooden surface of Rob Edwards Court. And Eli going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. I'm going to pull out these stats. I bet Eli shot less than five free throws this year.
Shot.
Just not somewhere he gets to a whole lot.
Very good from there, but he hasn't shot many, Daniel.
I was wrong. He shot six. He is 5 of 6. As you said, Thomas, very good. Good enough for 83%. That one's away and good. Wyatt Browning checking in for the first time in quite some time. We've not seen Wyatt in action recently. When we have substituted, we've chosen to go with either Bryce Bailey or Andrew Smith. Simply have not had those post-type matchups.
Right. Yeah, basically just matchup decision there for Browning not seeing much play of time. But tonight, there's some guys he can match up with.
Put the second one away.
Smith good on that second one. Under 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. Clay County in front by 13, 25-12. Tigers with the basketball. They have it to left wing. Now left corner in the hands of Waters. He passes inside to Dixon. They hand off to Baguette. And I would get it in his hands more often. He gives it off to Avery. Spin. Picks up the dribble. Back to Baguette out top. He drives into the paint. Dishes to Say Hassan. Now Avery, three-pointer, no good. And a great rebound by Baguette. Taken away, though, by Jimmy Burchett. Passes ahead to Eli Smith in transition. Layup. Ooh, what a defensive play. It was Dixon coming in. Oh, Say Hassan blocking it right off the glass. Almost goaltending.
Get your hands off of him, Jimmy.
And a foul against Jimmy Burchett, his third. So Jimmy's going to have to come to the bench as Bryce Bailey comes to the scorer's table. Eli Smith with a layup that was taken away. A great defensive hustle. My sophomore, Kevin Say Hassan Thomason, credit these Tigers. They close from one end of the court quicker than anybody we've seen. I know we've talked about their quickness a lot already, and we're going to keep doing it as long as we keep seeing these displays.
Yeah, they're an impressive bunch, just like we said, Daniel, as Baguette is true from the free throw line. We talked about his talent earlier on. The only difference in this ball game is that's Clay County making a few buckets is their defensive effort on this end, Daniel. Really held the Tigers and limited them here in this second quarter.
Baguette makes them both in the free throw line. Making it an 11-point game. Strong has his pocket picked. He finds three-game possession of the ball. Finally does. Gets it to Eli Smith. Smith to Spivey. Spivey, three-pointer, right corner. In and out, no good. Put back there. Strong. Nice finish there by the Mr. Basketball finalist. 27-14. 2:50 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County's ladies, big winners last night over Merrill High. A steal by Strong. Strong into the front court. Lay up, no good. It was blocked. A foul called against Say Hassan. Very physical defense.
Strong, a better job there. He knew they were closing in on him. He protected the ball, cradled it, went up Strong to the basket, Daniel, and kind of took on that as a challenge right there this defense from Knowledge Academy has been giving him a little trouble in transition, not that time.
Definitely different body language and attitude that time. You could see it as Grant approached the hoop. Hits the first free throw. As I was saying, Clay County's ladies' band, they play Monday night from East Robertson High School. We thought that was going to be in Livingston Academy, but Livingston administration did not agree to let the Region 4 tournament for the girls be played there Monday night, even though the District 7 team swept it. So it's going to be Pickett County and Clay County's girls, 6 o'clock tip-off from East Robertson High School on Monday night, Region semifinal action. Tigers back with the ball after Strong hit both of the free throws. Grant with the rebound after a missed Tiger three-pointer. Passes ahead to Spivey. Now Bailey shot up from left block. No good. Bryce fouled, though, and he'll go to the line. Bailey on the season has hit 6 of 11 free throws. Good enough for 55%. Bailey been shooting pretty good from 3 here lately in the last couple games. Around 25%, so coming in off the bench, hitting about 1 out of 4, so not too bad a mark from distance for Bailey, Coach.
No, it's not. No, that's pretty good for a sub coming in. Because he usually comes in and shoots while he's cold. Missed both foul shots, though.
Tigers with the rebound after the second miss. 2:15 and ticking. Clay County 29. Knowledge Academy's 14. Tigers with the basketball. Baguette with it in a trap. Passes inside to Dixon. He goes. Block shot by Spivey. Tigers maintain possession. Now they throw it to Grant Strong. Strong ahead to Bailey. Bailey sets up at left wing inside to Keaton Arms. Keaton scores from right block. No! Did not go in. Fights for the rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the Tigers. Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. Definitely the most physical game Clay County has had to play.
Absolutely.
So as long as we can get out of this without injury, of course, it's going to be good for us. Playing this tough tap contest. Clay County up by 15 right now. This one far from over, though. Strong with it. Baseline drive. Has his shot blocked. Regathers the loose ball.
On the second one.
Put back was foul. Going to go to the line for 2. What are you impressed with, Tom?
I don't know. Just the drive baseline, and then he was pinballed between 2 Tigers right there. No call on the first one, but he got it on the second.
So Grant back at the line to shoot 2. Strong, of course, far and away the leader in free throw attempts this season for Clay County. Coming into tonight's action, he had hit 199 of 258. He missed the first of those 2, hits the second. Putting Clay County up by 16, so we're slowly building this lead. Kind of getting out of that point that the Tigers are going to really struggle to come back from. And here's the big thing. They've not scored a lot of points in this second quarter. They had 10 at the end of 1. We've got a minute and a half left in the second, and they've only scored 4 this quarter to give them a total of 14. Foul called against Clay County. I believe Bryce Bailey on the floor.
We're picking on one end, and we're butcher block on the other end.
Well, we're wanting to be hospitable hosts, I guess, Coach Watson.
Well,
here in Yosemite Jail.
I think we get carried a wee bit far.
Yeah. See Baguette at the line to shoot 2. He is a junior. Hits the first. Minute 28 left in this second quarter. Clay County currently has the Tigers doubled up, 30-15. Subway trivia challenge question will be coming up here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show momentarily. We always do it right before the third quarter starts, so hang around for that. Dixon hits, not Dixon, but Baguette hits both of those, making it 30-16. A steal by the Tigers. They take it away from the Bulldogs. Baguette into the front court. Shot up. No good, but a charge anyway. And there's a call, Coach Watson.
Well, you know, the guy pushed Grant at midcourt from behind, and nobody sees it.
So Clay County to inbound from the baseline off to our right. They'll have to take it length of the court, working against the full court man pressure. Arms works then to Andrew Smith, who's checked in. Smith with it. Picks up the dribble back to Arms. Clay County having trouble. Now they get across the timeline. Strong with it. Into the paint. Shots up. No good. Rebound Dixon. 1 minute left in the second quarter. 30-16 here. Elimination basketball. Here in the Region 4A quarterfinal. Jump shot no good by Waters. Rebounded by Waters. Kicks to Avery, his teammate. Inside to Dixon. Power move on the post. And a charge called on him. I put him at around a 265-pound, 275-pound kid, and he's athletic, too. He's fun to watch.
He is, and credit Andrew Smith for taking the hit on that one right there, Daniel, underneath the basket.
A little on that one.
Well, no wonder I didn't see which Bulldog it was. Dixon completely overshadowed Smith. I couldn't see him. Arms to Spivey. Jeff across the timeline. Jeff drives all the way to the hoop. Shots up good. Great finish
good
by Spivey.
Yeah. great job.
Jeff going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way here, 38.9. Seconds left in the second quarter, 32-16. Spivey has really been having some nice offensive output down the stretch here. He has all season. Second leading scorer on the squad, of course. Jeff averaging 12 points a contest. Here recently he's been going over 20 pretty regularly, though. Had a career high the other night of 24. And Jeff's good on the free throw, making it 33-16. 30 seconds left in this second quarter. Knowledge Academy's with the basketball. Avery with it. Swings it over to number 5, and they find the mark for their first triple of the contest. That was Sylvanius Cole, the freshman, and a foul call against Cole as he tried to take it away from Spivey. I'm going to say it one more time, guys. No seniors on this squad. This is a team that's going to be back in this Region 4 tournament next year, and they're a force to be reckoned with. Just think of as they build chemistry together as a unit if Coach Carlton Battle stays on hand.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. You know,
lots of raw talent on the floor.
A lot. Spivey good on his first free throw. Second one's away. Also good. 35-19. Because let's just face the fact of the matter. Clay County, the defending state champions, we're no such of a squad. Pretty stout.
Yeah, and that's what you're seeing here. Basically, as Clay County kind of pulls out to this pretty good halftime lead, Daniel. It's team togetherness. I'm sorry, as Dixon hits another one underneath.
Certainly does. And the buzzer sounds prior to Clay County getting the desperation three off. Been a hard-fought first half of play, but Clay County has built a 14-point lead, 35-21 here at halftime at Joe Sims Gym in the region. 4A quarterfinal, it's time for the Poplar Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better.
If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, for the Region 4A quarterfinal. It's elimination basketball here in the postseason in Class A. Clay County leads Knowledge Academies 35-21 here at the break. Clay County led 15-10 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored the Tigers 20-11 in the second stanza to claim this halftime lead of 14 points. Four Knowledge Academies are being led by Carson Baguette, who has 7 points. Darius Waters has 2. Kevin Ciasot has 4. Cameron Dixon, 4. And Sylvanius Cole has 3 points. For Clay County, Bryce Bailey has 1 free throw off the bench. Jimmy Burchett has 2. Keaton Arms, 2. Eli Smith, 4. And Jeff Spivey, a baker's dozen, 13 at the break. And Clay County's being led by Grant Strong with 14 here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 35-21 over Knowledge Academies here in the Region 4A quarterfinals in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading 35-21 at the break, a 14-point lead for the Dogs. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So, Miss Melissa White, ineligible to that, since you won last night. Miss White, I know you like to play the trivia, though, so if you want to send in your response, we'll let you know whether you're right or wrong. But she is ineligible to that. Here's the question. In 2010, head coach Rob Edwards earned his 7th region quarterfinal win with a 90-64 victory over Watertown. What two Bulldogs scored 20 or more points in that game? I'll ask it one more time. In 2010, head coach Rob Edwards earned his 7th region quarterfinal with a 90-64 victory over Watertown. What two Bulldogs scored 20 or more points in that game? If you think you know the answer, please send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Coach Watson, about a minute and a half left before this third quarter starts. Of course, Clay County comfortably in front, 35-21. I don't think the Tigers have the offensive firepower to climb back in this one, but what would you like to see different maybe out of Clay County during the third quarter?
Well, I know they put in a pretty good first half considering, you know, just getting, adjusted to the quickness and speed of the defense they were playing against. And we came out and tried to play a little man-to-man against them. We found out pretty quick that, you know, we did that. They weren't going to get in a hurry. They were going to take the time and try to use their quickness, break us down, and get a good easy shot or two. But the defense, I think, something they weren't expecting, and that's made a little bit of difference. But I think we just got to take a little bit better care of the ball. There's been a couple of three times down the floor when we kind of rushed it down and then kept on rushing after we got to the point where we should have kind of slowed it down. Tried to get us a good shot, and of course we need to keep Jeff and Grant, you know, on the floor, keep them both, you know, in the ball game and ready to go.
Yeah, and a lot of that second quarter came in transition, Coach. It really didn't stop, like you say, and run any half-court offense. You know, as a product of that 1-3-1 getting turnovers, and it was pretty up and down, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I like the 1-3-1 nearly as good as I did the 2-3.
Yeah.
Of course, as we mentioned, these teams meeting for the first time in their histories. Clay County winners of 4 straight games. Coming into tonight's contest, they did have a late regular season loss here at home to Jackson County. Coach Edwards in 18 prior region quarterfinal games, a 16-2 record in those prior contests in this particular round of action. So the third quarter is underway here. We have a correct answer to the trivia. It being sent in from Lester Bowles. Congratulations to him. He says Trent Bowles and Sean Garrett, and that's exactly right. Trent Bowles, a junior that year, scored 20, and Sean Garrett, a senior, scored 28. Both great offensive players in their times. And unfortunately, the next game of that season, they got eliminated prematurely against Red Bull and Springs in the region semifinals, one that still hurts as I look back on that when it happened over at Livingston Academy. But congratulations to Lester. So, Lester, if you wanted to send us your mailing address, we'll be sure to get you a Subway sandwich certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of local Subway owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Tigers opening up hot offensively in the third quarter here. They've knocked down another triple, drawing this thing back to an 11-point game. Clay Kenny comes the other way. How's the turnover?
Keaton's going to have to go up quick with the ball. He's not going to.
Got stripped of it there, didn't he? Knowledge Academy's back with it. They miss a jump shot. Jimmy Merchant on the rebound. 6:45 and ticking third quarter. Teams have switched into the floor as we see Grant Strong drive in. Hit the jump shot off the glass and drawing the foul. He'll be going to the line. Lester admitting that Sarah Bowles helped, I believe Sarah, a manager perhaps, back during those years for Coach Edwards on these Bulldog teams. I always like those two-part trivia questions, Thomas, and they didn't have any trouble with that one.
No, I've kind of been critical of you a little bit about the toughness of some of these trivia questions, but, you know, our listeners have come through every time after time on some of these questions.
Yeah, we've never, going back to football when we started this, we've never had one go unanswered. The first night we unveiled it, though, after Strong completes that three-point play, the first night we unveiled it, unfortunately, it was a Gordonsville listener who got the trivia question right, unfortunately. Daniel Welsh, an assistant football coach from down that way. 6:20 and ticking, third quarter here. 12 points the difference in this one. I'm sorry, 14 points the difference. 38-24, Clay County in front. Tigers with the ball. Eli Smith called for a personal foul. So Knowledge Academy's inbound from their own baseline off to our left. The teams have switched ends of the court. Knowledge Academy's working at the hoop to our left in the second half. Clay County the hoop to our right. Avery adds a bucket from point blank range on the inbound. Grant Strong beats the pressure, passes ahead to Spivey. Back to Strong, layup, good. That was great.
Great play. Good pass by Jeff Spivey.
Nice touch pass, nice attack on the hoop by Grant. Just two guys that have played their whole lives together with chemistry that can only be found from experience together. Tigers with it. Jump shot right elbow, no good. Rebounded by Baguette. Baguette with it. Dishes to Dixon. Power move in the paint. Loses the handle. Picks it back up and scores. Big number 55, the junior Cameron Dixon, having a good night here at Joe Sims Gym. Knowledge Academy's drawing back within 12. A timeout taken, 5:42 mark third quarter. Clay County 40, Knowledge Academy's 28.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, 5:42 mark of this third quarter. Coach Watson, Tigers came out, hit that triple, and they've kind of stayed around so far in this third.
Yeah, I mean, they're hanging in there. We've got to be alert. We've got to play some good basketball.
Winner of this game going on to Tuesday night's semifinal to take on the winner of Trousdale County and Gordonsville.
Good job that time by Keaton. Muscled it up and in.
Arms with a bucket in the paint. 42-28 the score. Clay County back in front by 14. Tigers with the ball. Baguette with it. Top of the key. Fires a three-pointer. A little short. Picked up by Dixon. Jump ball called as Eli Smith was wrestling with the big guy for it.
Yeah, neither Smith brother is scared of Dixon right there, Daniel. The younger Andrew taking the charge, and then Eli going to the floor and battling with the big man.
So Clay County the inbound here with a full court in front of him. They work it into Spivey. Now back to Smith. A trio of players trying to get it across the timeline. Spivey gets it there. Dishes to Burchett. Now Strong. He fires a three left wing. Good. Nice to see Grant hit that triple. He had not hit a lot of three-pointers in the two district tournament games. Had been a little off, and nice to see that stroke coming back.
Yeah, that was a nice-looking shot.
It was. 45-28.
Yeah, answer back with one.
Certainly so. Sylvanius Cole says he can hit a three-pointer, too. And a timeout taken by Knowledge Academy's 4:49 mark third quarter. 14 points the difference. Clay County 45. Knowledge Academy's 31.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, a score of interest, Piggott County leading Joe Burns 30-11 at halftime. No surprise there. The Bobcats usually a pretty strong team unless they're playing Clay County. 4:40 and ticking, third quarter. Strong to the hoop, misses the shot, got his own rebound, put back, no good. He was fouled though. Grant going to go to the line and shoot two more free throws. He's been there a lot tonight. took more contact than that than he has in a while.
Yes. There hadn't been an easy foul.
First one's away by Grant Good. Strong waiting on the second. It's away. Also good. 16 points now the lead for the Dogs. 47-31. Tigers back with it. Say Hassan out top. Kicks to Avery. Back to Say Hassan. Dogs still running this 1-3-1. Say Hassan drives inside, stolen by Grant Strong. Strong into the front court. Has to pull up, though, three Tigers between him and the hoop. Tried to pass cross court to Spivey. That pass stolen, though, by Avery. I know Coach Edwards broke out the tennis rackets this week in practice to try to minimize the passing lanes to extend the length of the JV squad that the varsity goes against. Grant Strong scoring again in transition. Thomas would have liked to see the foul. Say Hassan with it for the Tigers. Dishes to Waters. Now Baguette. Three-pointer's good from the right corner.
Can't let him shoot.
Bringing it back to a 15-point game. Bulldogs in transition. Spivey got to be hammered by Dixon. Or Baguette one. They can take their pick. Both players were on top of Jeff. Actually, they're going to call it on to Darius Waters. They say the foul was on the floor. Jeff was wanting to shoot, but I guess he never started the motion, though. So Strong inbound from the baseline. Little alley-oop play for Spivey in the paint. He gets it, goes up, scores.
Good pass, good inbound play. Good job, Jeff.
3:20 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County 51, Knowledge Academy's 34.
Clay County kind of starting to pull away just a little bit. If it wasn't for the three-pointers and a few other shots here by Knowledge Academies, and has come on the shoulders of Grant Strong. He got a cool dozen already in this third quarter, Daniel.
Wow.
Up to 26 on the night.
Yeah, had 14 in the half. Avery with it. Three-pointer no good. Keaton Arms hustling for the rebound. He goes out of bounds off of a Tiger, but they decide they're going to let the Tigers keep it anyway.
Yeah, well, they didn't want to get back down the floor. I got to take a break. These elderly gentlemen.
It is a bit of an older officiating crew, I suppose.
Well, not really. One of them played basketball when I was coaching, so I can't say too much about it.
Tigers with it on the inbound. Avery out top. Pass stolen. Bryce Bailey with it. Transition pass ahead to Strong. Strong under pressure. Going to be hit hard from behind. Grant going back to the line. A lot of those buckets have come of his 26. He's had several on free throws tonight. Jimmy Burgett with an ice pack. Just a towel. I thought he had a bundle of ice over there. Wouldn't have surprised me after some of the contact we've seen in this one. First one's away by Grant. Misses that one. Jimmy Burgett checks out. Eli Smith checking back in.
Both Burgett and Smith playing with three fouls here, Daniel. Eli picked up his early in this third, and then, of course, Burchett picked his up in the first half.
Strong hits the second free throw, Thomas.
He did.
Yes.
52-34. Baguette trying to answer with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff with it. Going to come across the timeline. Kicks it into the corner to Bailey. Three-pointer away.
Good job. Good job, Bryce. We needed that one. Maybe that'll loosen them up a little bit.
Bailey's three-pointer puts Clay County in front by 21 points, their biggest lead of the night. Gradually, Thomas, they have built this lead, as Clay County often does. And it's just got bigger and bigger in this third quarter. I'd love to see third quarter stats. We call it the coach's quarter like that. Coach Edwards always with some halftime adjustments. And seems like that's usually when we either put a game away or battle back in one if we're down.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel, and I think that was
Waters
that put one back there for Knowledge Academies. Yeah, Clay County making that push, so he's got to finish it off here in the last 2 minutes.
Bailey with it out top for the Dogs. 19 points the lead after the Waters bucket. Eli Smith, free throw range jump shot good.
Good jumper. Good job, Eli.
Tigers back with the basketball. Minute and a half left in this third. Say Hassan out top. Kicks the back in the corner. Back to Say Hassan, the sophomore. He drives to the elbow. Kicks out to Avery. Fires a long three. No good. Actually, too strong on that long three. Keaton Arms, three-bound pass ahead to Strong. He's going to lay it
good
in for two.
Good, easy layup. Good job, Grant. Good pass. Good pass from Keaton, I believe, wasn't it?
It was. 1 minute left in this third quarter. And a foul going to be called against the Dogs. The hometown faithful would have liked to have seen a travel.
Like a wall, didn't it?
Freshman Nate Adams checking in for this remainder of the third quarter, along with sophomore Wyatt Browning. 53.6 seconds left in this third stanza. Grant Strong and Keaton Arms going to get an extended breather.
Yeah, get them a little blow and get them ready for this final quarter.
Tigers inbound. 50 seconds and ticking. Say Hassad to the hoop. Almost blocked by Browning, but he makes the bucket over the top. Browning knocks him down, and with a good show of sportsmanship, helps him back up. Spivey across the timeline. Foul called against Avery of the Tigers. So Eli Smith going to inbound it from across the court. No, it's Bryce Bailey going to work it in with 42 seconds left to Eli Smith. He's going to run the point here with Jimmy Burch and Grant Strong both on the bench. Clay Kenny likely going to play for the last shot. Down to 30 seconds here. Freshman Nate Adams at right wing. Back to senior Eli Smith. I'd like to see Spivey perhaps fire a three to finish off the quarter. Jeff with it now at right wing.
It's more like it could be a layup, Daniel, as the pressure's coming out here by Knowledge Academies.
Adams with it, almost loses the handle, safely gets it away to Smith. Now Browning, jump shot in the paint, 8 footer, good.
Good shot by Browning. Good ball handling.
5 seconds left in the corner, Baguette with it, crosses the timeline. Shots up from the baseline, no good. Third quarter ends. Clay County has built a 23-point lead. Bulldogs 61, Tigers 38 at the end of the third.
Good play from the reserves during that couple of minutes.
It was.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollowLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live for the start of the fourth quarter, I want to take a moment and mention these Clay County High School cheerleaders. Seniors Anna Rae Collins, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith, joined by seven sophomores, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. And their sponsor, Stephen and Lennon Chipwood, want to thank those young ladies and everything they do. They are here tonight with their Hawaiian theme going, beach theme here with their leis on their necks.
Good pass, Grant. Got the ball down to Keaton. He's drawn the foul.
Arms going to the line to shoot. armed on the season. It's hit 23 of 31.
Stay in there.
Good for 74%. And he hits that first one. Putting Clay County up 62 to 38. Second one's away. A little too strong off the back of the iron. Good hustle rebound by Eli Smith. It was knocked out of bounds, though, by Eli. He couldn't get control of it. Tigers take back over. Clay County's ladies. Huge contest coming up Monday night at East Robertson High School. 6 o'clock tip-off. It's their game. We will have it here, of course, on the Horizon Sports Network. They will take on Pickett County with a lot on the line. Somebody's going on. Somebody's going home. It's a huge game because if you win it, it guarantees you two more. You go into the non-elimination round of the region championship game, and it also guarantees you a sub-state berth if you win that region semi. And we see the third three-pointer of the night hit by Sylvanius Cole for the Tigers, perhaps too little too late. Clay County leading by 21 here, 7:06 mark of the fourth quarter, 62-41. And quickly, Strong was fouled on the floor, so he's at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. I don't think it's a shooting foul, was it?
No, I don't. Not from there. Well, I have seen a couple go from nearly that far out.
I was looking down. I didn't figure he was in the front court yet, but I wasn't sure. Grant earns the right to shoot the second.
He kind of hesitated for a second and got run over a little bit. Coach didn't like it, but we hadn't liked a couple of calls they've made tonight.
No.
I guess that evens it up, I guess.
Second one's away and good by Grant, 64-41, so Grant over 30 on the night. And we talked about how when you get into these one-offs with teams that aren't as familiar with you, you see that big return sometimes to scoring for somebody. Of course, Grant still well over 20 each night through the district tournament, but playing a team that third time, there's no secrets. They know, you know, everything.
That one was 5 seconds late from got the center line.
Yeah.
Not saying he didn't do it, but.
Say Hassan at the line shooting two. Misses the front end. So Strong averaging 32 on the season, and he's right at that average, isn't he, Tom?
Yeah, he's got 31 of those two from the charity stripe as Jimmy Burchett runs down a loose ball on the last missed free throw, and here comes Strong in transition.
Dishes to arms. He scores from right block.
Great pass, Grant.
66-41, 25 points the lead for the Dogs. Tigers with it. Baguette drives baseline. Gets in a trap. Kicks it out to Sehassat. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy quickly to Eli. Eli into the front court. Hands off to Strong. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Good.
Good pass, Eli.
Second three-pointer of the night for Grant. That puts him up to 34. A three-pointer taken and hit now by Avery of the Tigers. And the points starting to fall late in this fourth quarter. 6 minutes left in the contest. Clay County leading by 25 points, 69-44. Ball taken away from Eli Smith by Avery. Avery comes the other way, gives the bag in. His three-pointer good. Tigers on the run here. Clay County's still up by 22, though.
This is what you see. You know, we look back at those scores. We made the comment about how Knowledge Academy's hadn't been blown out this year. This is why, Daniel.
And I'm not sure what just happened. A timeout's been taken. I know that. So, Coach Watson, did I see correctly that the ball was awarded back to the Tigers after their three-pointer? A whistle blew and the official pointed to that wall.
I believe that he may have bounced the ball on the out-of-bounds line, throwing it in.
Okay. So, we could come back from this timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to get one in anyway. Could be Tiger Ball when we come back. 5:45 left in the fourth. Clay County up by 22, 69-47.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 5:45 left in this one. Thomas, a strong third quarter for the Dogs has put them in this good situation. 22 points the lead here, 5:45 marking the fourth.
Yeah, Grant's on 15 in that third quarter, Daniel, and he's leading Clay County with 34 so far here tonight. And, you know, Coach Edwards can't hardly let off the gas. As soon as you do, this Nons Academy team is going to get back within striking distance. As you see here, they almost make another bucket, but arms jerks down the rebound and outlets to Strong.
Strong with it in the front court. Going to slow it down a little. Now back on the gas. Baseline drive, no good. Good defense by Dixon. Ball goes out of bounds off the head of a Tiger, and they're going to still say it's Knowledge Academy's ball. Coach Edwards is beside himself. He walks the length of the bench and wants to talk to the official. And it may not make a difference at this point in the contest, but just a blown call right there, Thomas. He clearly went off the head of Seah Stott. It's not going to matter, though, because Keaton Arms takes it back away from the Tigers. Clay County back in possession. Technical foul called against Grant Strong. Or against Avery. No, it's against Strong. Double technical.
Double technical. They're pushing each other, I guess.
This
might be time to just pull Grant in, out of this one. If he picks up a second technical for some odd reason,
yeah,
he'll have to sit the next two games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't get that. I mean, basically, Avery upset with Strong at this point, and they kind of were jawing back and forth, and the referee.
The kid was holding Grant's jersey with both hands.
Yeah, he'd been holding him all night long, and he pushed his hand down, and we see a double technical from the same referee that Coach Edwards was in the ear of just a few minutes ago, and this is also a ref we haven't seen all year.
Very true. And I'll tell you this, a contest that took place between East Robertson and Knowledge Academies early this year, Coach Edwards shared with me, had four technical fouls in it. Strong with a dunk attempt, misses it. Rebounded by Jimmy Burchett. Burchett to Spivey. Spivey into the paint. He can't finish either on this one. Lots of contact, no whistles blow, though. Strong had a huge move down, almost got the dunk, but he was showing his frustration from the technical foul, wanted to slam it with authority, and Thomas, a great move. He left the floor about 6-7 feet from the bucket. Just couldn't bring it home, kind of went off the front of the rim, but what a move it was.
Yeah, and there was a lot of contact on that one too, Daniel. It's the same type of move we saw at Gordesville this year. Strong wasn't happy on that possession, and you could tell it right there. Used it as a catapult to launch.
Oh, absolutely hammer strong.
That's an intentional there now.
And as I said before, I've never really questioned Coach Edwards ever, but I'm not so sure that we wouldn't be better off with Grant over on the sideline. He's becoming a target at this point in time, it seems like. And as I said, if he picks up a second technical, he would be ejected for two games. 4:31 mark of this fourth quarter, 69-47. Strong at the line, shooting two. Hits the first. Second one also good. Grant getting close to 40 in this one. 4:30 and ticking fourth quarter, 71-47. The score, Clay County up by 24. We knew this would not be an easy contest, and it certainly has not been. Clay County has built a healthy lead, though. Missed three-pointer by the Tigers. Jimmy Burchett, the rebound, passes ahead to Eli Smith. Passed just a little wide of the mark, and before Eli could get to it, it goes out of bounds into the Clay County bench. So Tigers take back over. I have not been able to get a score on the Trousdale County-Gordonsville game that Clay County will play the winner of. The only thing I saw out of the region tournament tonight was Pickett was leading at the half. Dixon inside, misses his jump shot. Rebounded by Baguette. And a foul called against Clay County. Jimmy Burchett picks up his fourth. Tigers to inbound halfway through this fourth quarter. They work into Dixon. He swings it over to Avery, who drives baseline. Floaters up, no good. Keaton Arms the rebound. Out they pass to Smith. Eli full head of steam all the way to the rack. Going to go for the layup and scores.
Atta boy. Way to take it down, Eli.
Eli Smith, the quickest player on the court, I believe, for Clay County when he gets turned loose, Thomas. He flew down through there.
Yeah, he did, and it made a good decision there. You know, the defender went to Grant on the breakaway, and he took the ball and went to the hole with it.
That's double dribble.
Baggett with it at the elbow, kicks out to Waters, long jump shot, no good. Rebound Eli Smith. Eli to Arms, Keaton with it, full court pass ahead to Strong. Strong to Spivey, three-pointer from left corner. Yeah,
a good pass by Strong. Found him and hit him.
76-47, 29 points the lead. Substitutes coming to the scorer's table at the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Wyatt Browning, Andrew Smith, Nate Adams, Weston Birdwell, and Lance Burchett. Coach Edwards going to pull the plug in this one on the starters here in a moment. Three-pointer taken by Waters, no good, off the hands of Dixon. And Clay County going to take over the starters tonight. Coming out for the final time. So a round of applause from the black, purple, and gold faithful who've assembled here in Joe Simmons Gym. Grant Strong, Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, Jeff Spivey, and Eli Smith. A hard-fought win tonight along with their teammates. So the five starters come out for the last time. And a sigh of relief for me as I was a little worried as I chronicled there down the stretch about Strong taking those hard fouls and getting that first technical. 2:45 mark and ticking fourth quarter. Andrew Smith, the sophomore, he's a veteran even though he's an underclassman. Gives off to Weston Birdwell. Weston spins. Jump shot good off the glass. Last year we saw, as a freshman, when Weston would come in, he was not a stranger to scoring the basketball. Not at all, and a pretty good shooter he is as he gets the bucket there. Tigers back with it, 2:22 mark. Fourth quarter. Three-pointer taken by Cole, no good. He's hit three triples on the contest.
He didn't hit nothing but the floor.
No, not on that one. So Dogs inbound, 2:16 mark. Lance Burchett with it across the timeline. Lance all the way inside, dishes off to Browning. He scores for left block.
Blow that one in.
Baguette going to walk it down the court. Kicks to a teammate. They try to go inside to a younger post reserve. He can't hang on. Lance Burchett with it. Gives to cousin Nate Adams. He lays it in for two. The future of Clay County in good hands here as we watch these freshmen and sophomores on the court. An undefeated JV season for them this year. Under the tutelage of Andrew Meadows. Lance Burchett to steal. Here he comes. Layup. Blocked. Rebound by Smith. Andrew, that is. He lays it in for two. One of the higher scoring outputs of the year for Clay County, 84-47. And now we see Joseph Birdwell, Kyler Westmoreland, and Hayden Adams come to the scorer's table. Tigers back with it. Jump shot no good. Rebounded by Weston Birdwell. Outlet pass to Nate Adams. Nate to the front court. Dishes to Andrew Smith. His layup good.
Good pass by Nate.
And you see the chemistry and continuity of these younger guys. Is in come Joseph Birdwell, Colton Anderson, Hayden Adams, and Kyler Westmoreland staying on the floor with them. Lance Burchett to run the point. 45 seconds left in this one, Tom.
A quick 10-0 run by the Clay County Reserves right there, Daniel. As soon as they entered, they did that in about a minute.
86-47 after that run. Jump shot taken and missed by big number 32, Antonio Clark, but he gathers up the missed shot and lays it in for two. Lance Burchett with it. Lance with a chance to put this one on ice. Kicks over to Kyler Westmoreland. He fires the three. Knocks it down. Sophomore Kyler Westmoreland with a nice exclamation mark, perhaps, on the Clay County scoring. We're down to 10 seconds. 89-49. Clay County with a 40-point massive lead. 5 seconds left. His baguette drives inside. Last shot of the game's away. No good. A putback, though, before the buzzer is
that's
good.
The buzzer is good.
By number 34, Isaac Augustine. 89-50. The final in this one. Region 4A quarterfinal. Clay County advancing on. They go to 20-6 on the season. The Dogs will be back in action this coming Tuesday night from East Robertson High School when they take on the winner of the Trousdale County Gordonsville game. We'll talk more about that, though, on the Farm Bureau postgame show coming right up.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Wheaton, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back, folks, to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County Bulldogs now 20-6 on the season after winning tonight in the Region 4A quarterfinal over the Knowledge Academy Tigers. We're going to go ahead now and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, guys, this one played out about like we expected. You know, a good test for Clay County. It was close throughout the first quarter. Clay County only led 15-10 at the end of one. And then Knowledge Academy's kind of started to fight back early there with a couple of threes, and Clay County stretched it out towards the end of the second quarter, got it out to 14 at the break, and then Grant Strong turned it on. This Clay County offense turned it on as a product of their defense they went to with that 1-3-1 and had a huge third quarter. We talked about it. Strong with 22 in the second half here, and put this one away.
Yes, a great job by all of the guys on offense tonight, and I know Grant realized, you know, the pressure that he was getting and knowing that some of his teammates were there, and he trusted his teammates, and they trusted him to get the ball to them, and it paid off for us.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach, to me the key to this one was getting used to the length, the athletic ability, and the speed of Knowledge Academy, because let me tell you something, they've sure got it, don't they?
They played some good defense on us. They bargained Grant pretty good, and he got roughed up a little bit tonight.
He did.
He lost his cool there maybe once or twice, but that's something, I guess, frustration does keep building on you, but he's got to learn to keep the volcano inside and not explode.
That's right, and we've seen Strong you know, he's been taking that contact quite a bit here, headed into the postseason and in the postseason, and handling it pretty well, Daniel. And finish this one off at the end. You know, for Knowledge Academies, they were led by Carson Baguette with 13 points. Darius Waters had 4. Chris Avery had 5. Kevin Ciasat had 9 points. Also did Sylvanius Cole with 9. And Cameron Dixon, 6. Isaac Augustin and Antonio Clark closed it out with 2 buckets apiece. You know, they had some capable guys and started making a few shots late. And, you know, they almost had 3 in double figures.
Yeah, I mean, they're a solid team. Mentioned it a lot through the broadcast. No seniors on this squad. From what I understand, a veteran head coach in Carlton Battle. So their season's over, but they're going to be back next year and dangerous in Region 4.
Yes, I mean, they're got to look out for them.
That's right. For Clay County, almost a dozen players on the board. Kyler Westmoreland with a 3-pointer. Weston Birdwell, Nate Adams with the bucket, 2 points each. Andrew Smith and Wyatt Browning and Bryce Bailey had 4 points each. Jimmy Burchett, 2. Keaton Arms, 7. Eli Smith, 8. And then your top 2, like it's been for the last few games, guys. Your big scorer, Jess Filey, 18 points tonight, and Grant Strong turning in 36.
A huge night. That's been the Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you Big Hole Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural-insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Now we'll go ahead and announce tonight's TDS top performer from the contest, and we just couldn't go any other way than senior Mr. Basketball finalist Grant Strong. A return to form in terms of the huge output of scoring he had. I know that huge 15-point third quarter, one of those classic times where he kind of took control and put this thing away.
Yeah, and like Coach said, you know, he got banged up tonight. He faced some great defensive pressure in transition. You don't see that much. Grant's usually able to pull away from guys. He couldn't do that tonight, so he had to adjust to that. It took him a couple quarters to get used to it, and he turned it on in the third, didn't he?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's tough when you get them thrown at you when nobody's looking. And,
right.
You know, I think probably if we did a number, it might turn up amazing how many foul shots he has shot since Christmas and how many he shot before Christmas.
Right.
It seems like he's getting fouled a lot less this last half of the season.
I'll agree with you, Coach. And that's kind of been, I don't know, I'll just use the word of the last 2 or 3 years, an epidemic for Strong here in the last half of this season. You know, and I've thought about it quite a bit. He has such great body control when he gets into the air. You know, maybe they're because he's so daggum good at what he does and he hangs so long. You know, it's the body fouls that these teams are getting away with, and maybe that has something to do with it.
You know, and I think, of course, they've agitated him coming down the floor, you know, like holding on to his jersey, giving him a little nudge when he goes by, just anything to kind of knock him off his balance. But I'm telling you what, it doesn't stop him from making some heck of passes to his teammates.
Yeah, he made some great passes tonight, and he is such a great finisher. He can take that contact and put it in the hole. I can't count them up, but I think he had at least 3 and ones, maybe 4 tonight. So he was he was finishing at the rim, Daniel.
He did, and, you know, I'm going to count them real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, maybe 15 free throw makes that he had. And that's the thing about it. You know, you'll see a lot of guys go to the line, and they're not great from there, but sending him to the line is a pretty dangerous thing. Such a good shooter from that spot. Grant Strong, tonight's TDS top performer, and it is brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We do not have a score on that Gordonsville-Trousdale game. That winner of that one is who Clay County will be playing this coming Tuesday night. Now, that will take place from East Robertson High School. We do know that Clay County's game will be at 6 o'clock, just like the girls' game will be on Monday night. We were kind of complaining about the length of the trip over there. Coach Edwards brought us back down to earth a little bit earlier today, Thomas. He said, guys, it's only 5 minutes further than Watertown, and we went down there for years for the region tournament. And he's right. You know, it's the same trip. We just need to get over it and go have fun and watch these boys and girls play ball.
And we need to warn people, do not go down I-24 to get there. Do not make that trip. Apparently there's potholes there half knee deep.
Well.
There was a warning on on the internet tonight, you know, to stay off of I-24 heading toward up toward Clarksville. So
I stick to 52.
Highway 52.
Yeah, that's what I
good
do.
Good old Highway 52. Well, guys, I'll see you again.
Sounds good, Coach. Go visit with you people.
All right, thank you.
We do have a final here. Pinckney County, Thomas won tonight 67-45. It's on the other region game of C. Horseman, Oakley County won 89-50. So the Bobcats and the Bulldogs moving on. Pinckney County, of course, will be taking on the winner of, where's it at? The East Robertson Red Bulling game. So likely the East Robertson Indians, who knows? The Red Dogs could upset them. Don't have scores on those. We do know Clay County won tonight. Thomas, final thoughts before we put this thing to bed?
Well, just a very entertaining basketball game. I know it ended up being, looks like it's lopsided on the scoreboard, Daniel, but this was an entertaining, competitive basketball game pretty much throughout. And, you know, there's nothing like tournament time, and we're seeing the best of it right now.
Going to get even better this Monday and Tuesday night as the Horizon Sports Network travels west on Highway 52 to East Robertson High School to call up higher up huge Region 4A semifinal contest. Somebody's going to be done, and somebody's going to travel on to the region championship games. Folks, for Fletcher Strong, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing you all a good night.